Welcome back to Torati Mecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and today we will be studying the second Haftorah of Teles de Paranusa, the three Haftorot of Travail that are read during Beina Mitzarim. Today we read the second of those Haftorah that comes from Sefer Yirmiyahu, Parak Beis, Pasuk Dalid through Chav Ches, and then Ashkenazim at one Pasuk from Perek Gimel Pasuk Dal, and Sfardim at two Pasukim from Perek Dal Pasukim Aleph through Beis. So the main body of the Haftorah comes from Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, beginning at Pasuk Dalid, Pasuk Chav Ches. It's a very sad Haftorah. It really just describes how Klal Yisrael turns away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and places their hope in foreign gods and does not remember where our strength and our might come from and who is the source of all that we have. And the Navi is really crying out to us. And we know that Nevuah Shehutzruchu L'Doros Nichtava, any prophecy that is needed for the generations, there are thousands of prophets, but only 24 biblical books in the biblical canon. And any nevuah that was not necessary for the doros, that did not have a message for all of time for Am Yisrael, was not recorded in the biblical canon. And any nevuah that was relevant for all time was, which means that Yirmiyahu is not only speaking to the Jews leading up to Churban Bayis Rishon, but he's speaking to us as well. Let us begin. We're going to let the Pesukim speak for themselves and just try, really, each of us, you know, during the 3 weeks when we remember Churban, and we see what's happening in the world around us. We have to hear the words of Yirmiyahu. We have to take them to heart. And each one of us has to say, how can I change? How can I improve? How can I strengthen my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and turn away from foreign powers, foreign ideologies, and foreign forces in which perhaps we place our trust and recognize Yisrael v'tach v'asham. Parak Beis Pasuk Dalid. Shumu Dvar Hashem Beis Yaakov V'chomish Bechos Beis Yisrael. Hear the word of God, the house of Jacob, and all the house of and all the families of the house of Israel. Call Amar Hashem. Ma Matzu Avoseichem Bi Avel Ki Rachaku Me'alei. Kosh Baruch Hu begins with a sort of rhetorical question, even though he so says, Hashem, what did your forefathers find? What iniquity did they find in me that they distanced themselves from me, says Hashem? Vayelchu acharei ha-hevel, vayehabalu. They went after havel havelim. They went after futility of futilities. Why? They became a people of hevel. Velo amru, and they did not say, ayeh Hashem. They never said, where's Hashem? Hamal osanu me'eretz Yitzrayim. They forgot to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the God who took us out of Egypt? Hamalich osana b'midbar b'eretz arava b'shucha b'eretz tziya v'tzamavis b'eretz lo avar bar ish v'le'ashav adam sham. Look how great is our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He took us out from the land of Egypt. He brought us through a barren wilderness, a land of desert and dryness and crater, a land that was tzamavis, the shadow of death, the midbar, a land where no man ever crossed and no man was ever able to dwell, and yet we lived there for so many years with water and with man and with Ananei Kavan, with divine protection. This is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your forefathers forgot, says the Navi. I took you out of Egypt. I crossed you through the barren desert. I brought you into the land of Israel to eat its fruits and its goodness. And you came. And you defiled my land. And my inheritance, you made it as an abomination through your sins. The Kohanim forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't say, where is Hashem? The Tov say HaTorah liyaduni. And those who grasp, who hold on to Torah, the Talmidei Chachamim, they didn't know me. The Haroim Pashubi. And the shepherds sinned against me. The Hanavim Nibu Babal. And the prophets prophesied in Baal, like we learned together in Malachim Aleph. V'achorei lo yo'ilu hachu. I'm sorry. V'anevim nibu b'baal. Yeah, the Nevi'im fell about the achorei, and after me, lo yo'ilu hachu. There is to no avail. They did not go after me. They went after those who would be of no assistance to them. Lachain od ariv itchem nu Hashem. Therefore, I still have a quarrel with you, says Hashem. That's b'nei b'neichem, or even with the sons of your sons, I have a quarrel. Pasuk yud. Ki ivru iye kitim. And now the Navi says, go to other countries and see if they treat their worship, the powers that they worship, like this. See if they behave like this in other countries. Ki ivru iye kitim. Uru v'keder shirchu v'isponu nu ma'od. go to the islands of Kit and see in the land of Kedar. Send forth messengers and pay attention. Uru'u hein ha'isakazos. Were they like this? Hahemir goy elokim. Did any nation ever exchange their god? The hemelo elohim. And their gods are not even gods. Ami hemir kvoda below ya'ila. My nation substituted me, switched me for a glory which cannot help. Shomu shamayim alzos. The heavens will become desolate because of this. Visa'aru charvu ma'od umashem. They will be greatly devastated, says Hashem. Destroyed. Kishtayim ra'os asu ami. My people have performed two evos. What's the first one? Osi asu mekar mayim chayim. How is it, says HaKadosh Baruch, that my nation left me, the source of living water? Gemara says, Masechus Avodazar heim adbeis, ein mayim ela Torah. Torah is chiyus, Torah is water, just like we can't live without water, we can't live without Torah. Kosh Baruch Hu says, how come my nation have abandoned me? Not, that was the first bad thing they did. And secondly, not did they abandon me, lachtsov lehem ba'oros, ba'oros nishubarim, asher lo yachilu hamayim. They made for themselves broken cisterns that could not even contain the water. They abandoned me, that's bad. But then they went and they made cisterns full of cracks, meaning this is metaphoric. They substituted makor mayim chayim for something of nothing. If you want to hold water, you need a kli that's whole. You put in something that's full of cracks and broken, it will never hold the water. These foreign powers that you are worshipping, these avodas are, they have no power. Like broken cisterns that can't hold water. Pasuk Tesvav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm sorry, Pasuk Yadalad, we didn't do Yadalad yet, Yadalad. Ha'eved Yisrael, imilid bayisu, madua hayalavaz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says again rhetorically, is Israel a servant? Are they a servant born into a house of slavery? Why did they become such a disgrace? Allah vishagu kfirim nasnukalam over Am Yisrael, lions, meaning the enemy roars. They give forth their voice, the lions. Vayashisu arzo l'shama, the enemy, the lion enemy, destroyed the land and left it desolate. Arav nitzu mibli yoshev. They have made the cities destroyed without inhabitants. The cities are desolate from Am Yisrael. Gam b'nei Nof, v'tach p'neis, yir'uch kod. The Navi says the people of Nof and Tach p'neis will also come and crush your head. You have so many enemies from all sides. Steindel's Nevi'im says, what's Nof? This may be the city of Mof, mentioned in Hosea, known as Memphis by the Greeks and located on the west bank of the Nile, at the southern end of the Nile Delta, between the border between Lower and Upper Egypt. Nof was an important administrative center, and for long periods in Egyptian history, it served as a capital city. So the Navi says, they will come from Egypt, and they will crush you. And also from Tachpenes. What's Tachpenes? Steindel's Nevi'im, a city in Lower Egypt, identified with Tel Daphne in the eastern plain of the Nile Delta. The city was apparently home to a concentration of Jews and Phoenicians. Some suggest Tachpenes was named after Pa-Nehisi, a renowned Egyptian general in the 11th century before the Common Era, after whom several Egyptian towns were named, or after the Egyptian queen Tachpenes mentioned in Malachim Aleph. It's utter destruction from all sides. And Hashem says, why? You threw away living water for a cistern that's full of cracks. You threw away a God of power for gods, lowercase g, that have no power. You forgot that I took you out from Egypt. You forgot that I wandered you through the desert for so many years, but sustained you and protected you. You forgot that I brought you to a land of holiness and goodness to go after me, and you defiled the land. Halo zos ta'aselach rep to pasuk yedzayim. Is this not what you did that caused your affliction? Asveich es Hashem, you abandoned Hashem. Elokayich, your God, be'es malichich b'derech. And the time that Hashem was bringing you on your path, the path of Judaism, the path of Torah, the path of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael, you abandoned your God. Now, malach derech mitzrayim l'shtos meishichar. Why are you straying away from me? You went to Egypt. You want to drink black waters of the Nile? Malach. L'derech Asher, l'shtos meinara. You think it's better in Asher? You want to go to the Euphrates River to drink their water? You think the waters of Egypt and Asher are better than the waters of Torah? T'yasreich ra'aseich. Your evil doing will bring your yisurim upon you, will chastise you. U me shuvosayich tochichuch. And your deviation straying from me will reprove you, will be your tochacha. Udi'i uri'i. See, know and see. Ki rav amar azvechas Hashem alkaich. It is so bitter and bad that you left Hashem your God. Lo pachadati alayich nu ma'ashem elokim tzavakos. So sad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you don't fear me. Lo pachadati alayich. The fear of me, says God, is not in you. Ki me'olam shavarti uleich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look how much I did for you. I broke the yoke that was upon you. Nitakti mos rasayech. I broke your restraints. I brought you to freedom. That told me, lo ever. And you, B'nai Yisrael, promised. You said, Hashem, we're not going to transgress. Really, says Hashem. Ki al kol giva gavoa, over every high hill, v'tachos kol eitzra anan, and after under every leafy tree, at soa zona, you go like a harlot to do avodah zarah. V'anochi nitatich, so reik kulo zera amas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I planted you a select vine, a seed of honesty. That's what you were. That's what I planted. Ve'ech nehefach li surei hagafen nukriya. How did you turn? How did my nation turn into this corrupt, deviant, strange, poisonous vine? Ki im techabsi b'nasur v'tar bilach boris. Even if you launder yourself, you try and wash yourself off with strong soaps, your sin is stained before me, says Hashem. Is it possible? Can you possibly say, we didn't stray after Baal? You can say, lo halachti, I'm sorry. Lo nitmesi, we weren't defiled. Achrei balim lo halachti. Can you say, after Baal, I didn't go? Re'i darkech bagai, udi'i ma'asi, see your way in the valley. Look at the low level where you are. Know what you have done. Bechara kala misareches darcha. Like a young she camel. Bichwa kala misareches darcha. And the Pasuk of Gimel. Like a young she camel wandering on the path. And now we're compared first to a wild she camel who was running on her path, and now Pasuk of Dalet to a wild ass, para limud, midbar, ba'avas nafsha, like a wild ass accustomed to the desert. She runs, she desires, her soul desires, sha'afa ruach to anasa, mi shivene. Her lust grows, who can restrain her? Just like an animal in heat who runs after her desires. Am Yisrael has become a nation that just runs after their base desires like an animal. For an animal, it's wonderful. Hashem made a whole beautiful world of nature. But a person has to be a person, not an animal. Kol mevakshei lo yi'afu. All who run after her, this wild ass, do not become tired. Bechadasha yimtza una. When she is in her heat, when she is ready to give birth, then they will find her, then they will catch her. Just like Am Yisrael running here and back and forth, here and there, like a shikama, like a wild ass running after her desires. Your enemies don't even have to tire you from running after you, because eventually, when you slow down, they'll catch up with you. Mini ragleif miyachif, prevent your foot, hold your foot back from going barefoot, says the Navi. Ugronech mitzima, hold your throat back from thirst. Tell me, in other words, don't go barefoot. Don't go after the avodah zarah. It gives you nothing of protection. Don't go after avodah zarah. It doesn't quench your thirst. But tell me, but you said, na'osh, there is no hope. Yeush, we have eush. Lo, no, ki ahafti zarim vechreim eleich. Even if we're going to be barefoot into exile, even if we're going to be thirsty when we're taken into captivity, we have no hope. No, we love strange powers. We have to go after them. Pasuch avav. Kvoshas ganav ki matzei, like the busha, like the embarrassment of a robber when he is found. Kein ho vishu beis Yisrael, so is Israel shamed. Hema machayim sarein v'choneim unuviyim. They are shamed, the people, their kings, their officers, their kohanim, their prophets. Ormim le'eitz avi ata. They say to wood, you are my father. Vila even at yilidi tanu. They say to stone, you burned us. Ki panu Eli, Oref, Elopanim. They turned to me. They showed me the back of their neck, says God. They didn't show me their face. Am Yisrael is not facing Kodesh Baruch Hu. We turned our back on God, so to speak, to bow down to wood and to stone. L'be'ez ra'asam yarmu kuma v'sheni ah. But when bad befalls them, they get up and they say, oh, wait a minute, God, please save us. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, Pasuk Chavches, this is the last Pasuk in the main body of the Torah. V'aye Elohecha asher asisu lech. Oh, really? Now you come to me? Where are those gods of wood and stone that you turn to and that you made for yourself? Yakumu, let them get up. Im Yoshiucha, will they save you? Ba'esu asecha, in the time and evil befalls you. Ki mispa arecha hayu Elohaych Yehuda hu. As many as the cities in the region of Malchus Yehuda, that's how many your gods were. So I know when we listen to this, we're like, oh, we don't bow down to wood, we don't bow down to stone. And the Navi is a Hutzuch, Nevuash Hutzuch Doras, which means that your male speaking to us also. And during the Bein HaMitzarim, once again, we prepare to mourn for Churban Sion v'Yerushalayim and Galus Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, Shechinta v'Galusa. We have to ask ourselves, do we place our trust in foreign powers? Do we believe that the Yeshua, that our Makor Mayim Chayim is in other sources other than in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are we so infatuated with the culture of the nations amongst who we live that we replace our heritage and our Mesorah with their ideals and their values? And every person, it's between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every person knows for themselves which area they need to improve on. But the point of Bein HaMitzarim is not just to mourn. It's not just to not eat fleishiks during the 90s. It's not just to not listen to music. It's not just not to do laundry, whatever. It's to think to ourselves, are we listening to the words of the prophets? Do we understand that they're talking to us as well? How can we improve our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can we improve our Havas Torah? How can we show Hashem that we turn away from the Havel Havalim of the nations of the world and we cling to the Makor Mayim Chaim? Ashkenazim add one pasuk from Perek Gimel. Ashkenazim add Perek Gimel pasuk Dalet. Halo me'ata karasli avi aluf nu'rai ata. This pasuk is actually ambiguous. Is it further tochacha or is it a pasuk of hope? Halo me'ata karasli aviv. The Navi is saying, from now, is it not that from now you call me your father? Aluf, the chieftain. Aluf nu'rai ata. The chieftain of my youth, we say in Hashem, you are. So it's ambiguous. Either it's further tochacha, the Navi is saying, really, you did so many bad sins, when evil befalls you, say, oh, Father, meaning in heaven, come help us. Chieftain, meaning Kosh Baruch Hu, the aluf of my youth, come save us. Or it's a message of chizuk, that as far away as we stray from a Kosh Baruch Hu, we can always come back to him and ultimately remember that he is our Father. He is the chieftain, so to speak, of all the good that comes upon us. And as with Hashem, when we turn to him, he will surely redeem us. And Svardim end with Perek Dalid, Psukim Aleph through Beis. Im Tashuv Yisrael Nuhum Hashem, Eli Tashuv. The Navi says, if you return to me, Israel, says Hashem, you will return to me. Im Tashuv Shekutzecha Mipanai Lo Tanud. And if you remove your disgusting idols from before me, you will not have to wander in exile. Nod v'nod. You will not have to be a wanderer. V'nishpata chayishem be'emes be'mishvel u'b'tzedakav v'yisparchu be'l'goyim u'bo yishalalu. And you take an oath and you will say, as Hashem lives in truth, in justice and in righteousness, we will go. And the nations will bless themselves by Israel and will praise themselves by Am Yisrael. So the Sfardim definitely end on a message of hope and tell us that if we repent, we do not have to wander around the earth. If we get rid of the shekutzim, shekutzecha of Avodah Zarah for empowers, Hashem will forgive us. And with emes, with mishpat, it's tzedakah, all the nations of the world will be blessed and through us and praise Am Yisrael. Alai, just take the words of the Navi to heart. Each one of us on our own level, each one of us in our relationship with Hashem, with Torah, with Am Yisrael, with Eretz Yisrael. Be'ezrat Hashem, in the merit of our collective efforts, halavai, Ata Hashem ba'esh hitzata uve'esh ata asi livnosa baruch ata Hashem menachem tzion ubona Yerushalayim kol tov b'saras tova shabbat shalom to all. Thank you.